Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting talk absolutely continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for, what is it, July the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we ride for the brand. We promote all things moral, all things, what, liberty-loving? There you go. Welcome to the broadcast. We are live day three. FreedomFest.com is where we are. We are live in South Dakota. What do they call this place? Rapid City, South Dakota. People are rapidly filing into the event, going to seminars all day long. There's a bunch of breakout sessions. We'll talk about those here in a minute. And people are filing in, coming in by the dozens to the booths area. What do you call this area? The booths area? Anyway, it's where all the booths are. Nevertheless, there's a lot of different people, a lot of different viewpoints, a lot of different, the spectrum's quite broad about who's here and what they advocate for and what they're doing. But they're all in a room together. They're peacefully getting along. They're talking and laughing and having a fantastic time, as they should be. I like that. So that's going on. Now, there's a bunch of things happening at freedomfest.com. If you can join us in person, we'd love to see you. If you want to go to our dinner Friday night, that's tonight, and you're in the area, go to lovingliberty.net and sign up, because there you can sign up and join us for dinner. We're going to have for dinner a bunch of speakers. We're going to have the Liberty Ladies speaking, talking about their incredible curriculum. Proclaim Liberty is their book and collegiate curriculum. You got to check that out. That's Proclaim Liberty. You can learn more about it, lovingliberty.net, but you can also come hear the ladies speak tonight and enjoy a wonderful dinner, nice catered dinner with a bunch of friendly folks. In addition to that, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association group will be in attendance as well, and they'll be speaking. We got a bunch of sheriffs speaking. You got literally four sitting sheriffs that'll be speaking. And then you've got a former sheriff who served, what do you want to call it, to the fullest extent of his terms. Whatever you want to say, as much as he was allowed to serve, he did. He didn't get let go or anything like that. Anyway, and then what happened was he ran for a different office, and now he's like a equivalent of a county commissioner guy. So that's pretty sweet. Anyway, great guys, but he'll be speaking as well. So you got five of them plus Richard Mack. I, as the media guy, will be speaking a little bit too. And it'll just be a great dinner with a bunch of speakers. I guess there'll be a couple of videos played as well that'll be kind of fun. So check that out. LovingLiberty.net to learn more, to go to the dinner. If you're not at the dinner and you can't go live, then you can sign up for FreedomFest.com and you can get the streaming option and still check out a lot of the sessions that'll be there. That's important as well. I want to kind of mention this also. We have a lot of, I don't know what you call it, events going on today. It's kind of the best way to say it. Number one, we're live on the radio with, of course, the Liberty Roundtable live radio show. And we're going to be live tomorrow as well. We're doing several interviews outside of the live times that we'll be playing back while we're traveling back on Monday. Stay tuned for that, just because even though we're not live, it'll be fresh content from the conference. So understand that that's totally available just for you as well. Now, we got a bunch of breakout events today that I want to let you know about. This afternoon, it'll be 1:10, 2:10, 3:10, I think, are the times. And I mention that because if you're watching the stream, you can still, I guess, get some of the breakout sessions from what I understand. But the sessions with the Loving Liberty Ladies will be speaking, telling you about their curriculum and kind of what their whole positioning is. Great stuff, learning to proclaim liberty from the Loving Liberty Ladies, lovingliberty.net. After that, it'll be Sheriff Richard Mack, and he'll be speaking on the breakout stage. And he'll be talking about the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered in American history, how he beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court and more, and just what that decision really means. It talks about dual sovereignty. That decision was rendered, and the majority decision or opinion was written by Antonin Scalia, who has some great phrases and great reality checks in modern day to help chain down the government with the Constitution. So that's pretty nifty as well, if you ask my opinion. Anyway, there's so much to cover, but that will be happening, I think, at 2:10. Is that time? Let's see. What else? I'm trying to think. After that, then, will be the sheriff panel breakout. And it'll really be a moderator. Brad Rogers will be the moderator, former sheriff of Elkhart County, Indiana. And he'll be then speaking and moderating to four current sitting sheriffs. That's right, four current sitting sheriffs. Bob Songer's one of them. Sheriff Scott Williams is another one of them. So Bob Songer's, Scott Williams. You've got Dar Leaf, who's a Michigan sheriff. Currently don't have the county at my fingertips. Anyway, then Randy Hargrove will be the fourth sitting sheriff. So two sheriffs from Texas, Williams and Hargrove. And then Dar Leaf and Bob Songer. So from Michigan and where's Dar's from? I think it's Oregon. Not Dar. I'm sorry. Bob Songer, Oregon, I think. Anyway, just doing a great job. You have four sitting sheriffs answering questions about all kind of things, right? About the Second Amendment, what we ought to do, how we preserve it, etc. Talking about some of these lockdowns of businesses and everything else that are taking place. How does the sheriff handle it? What can the people do? And we really want to help people understand they need to work with their sheriffs. They need to, that's the whole point of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is to say we want to work with our sheriffs, man. We want to spend time with them. We want to have a partnership with them. They're your most local elected official, if you will. You say, well, my city council member is, Sam. I don't know about that. Because remember, in your city council or your county commissioner, there's two or three or four. There might be five people to represent your town, your city, your county, your area, or three people or whatever else with a mayor and a city manager. And there's a lot of people involved there. But when it comes to the executive branch of a county, that is the sheriff alone. Now, he hires deputies and people that work for him on his staff, but he is the, in my opinion, the highest-ranking local official. Now, yesterday, as we highlighted in the article against us in the Florida Today, I don't know what you call it, rag article, they lie about us. They say that we claim that we're above the law or that we can do whatever we want to as sheriffs or whatever. We've never said any such things. They're being dishonest. They're not telling the truth. They're really not telling the truth at all. And it's a shame. It really is. It's a shame because they misrepresent who we are. They misrepresent what we stand for. And the sad part is, are they misrepresenting that on purpose? Or because they're really that ignorant? I don't know which. But the damage is just as brutal regardless, right? It's really important to kind of think through all that stuff. Because I don't want people to think that we think we're above the law. We don't. In fact, we're the ones trying to use the supreme law as our guide. And what we're trying to focus on as the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is this idea that, you know what, we're not above the law. In fact, we have an oath. We swore an oath to the supreme law. And that's what we want to uphold is the supreme law. And it doesn't cater to bureaucrats and professional do-gooders. It's not decided by the swamp. Okay, it's not decided by Supreme Court, you know, thugs in robes from yesteryear that have jettisoned case precedent. Okay, the Supreme Court's not always right, ladies and gentlemen. Don't think they are. Remember, they're the ones back in the day that said black people can't marry white people or white people can't marry black people. That's how they got in the marriage game in the first place at the federal government, the general government level. They wanted to make sure that black and whites don't mix. There you go, right? Think about that for a minute. So government got in marriage because of racial issues. But I don't bring that up for any reason except to say, hey, the Supreme Court's not always right. The Supreme Court isn't always right. Even the founders aren't always right. I mean, they're basically saying what? An Indian's like three-fifths of a person kind of a stuff, right? All right, let's go back to the core. The core is that we are sons and daughters of God Almighty with inalienable rights, not to be trampled on, not to be violated. And the only purpose for government is to prevent abuses of individuals. Because if I'm not abused by anybody, I don't need government. Right? The whole goal of government is to create a level playing field. The whole goal of government is to honor contracts. The whole purpose of government is to make sure I don't have to sit on my porch with a gun on my knees, right? Doing it myself. That's how the sheriff was born in the first place. But I digress, except to say that the sheriff is probably one of the most authoritative local elected officials you have or should have at least direct contact to. And you need to know all your local servants from the sheriff on down. You need to know their name. You need to have their phone number at your ready. And they need to know your name as a polite, hardworking, diligent, fearless, but humble American. That's what they need to know you as. And if you go over the top and you forget about the how to win friends and influence people idea, you know what? Then you're on the wrong side. Your influence isn't going to be very good. But if you can learn to make friends out of these people, if you can learn to say, look, here's what we want, here's what we need, here's what we expect, and we're going to be consistent about it. And if you'll do it, great. If not, we'll find somebody else who will. We need that kind of backbone. We need that kind of stability. We need that kind of consistency brought to the table of ideas, to the table of discussion. We need that kind of genuine effort consistently applied day in and day out by enough people to matter. See, a lot of people believe it's all about the dollars. I think dollars are important, but I believe it's more about the people. The greater numbers of the American people who are consistently standing together, even though they may oftentimes be a tiny portion of the population from sheer numbers or percentages. If you get a few people that stand together and they're consistent and relentless and they don't run out of energy or mojo, now you got something you can count on, baby. I'm telling you that right now. I'm live, folks, from Freedom Fest, and I'm grateful to be on your radio. I'm grateful to meet all the wonderful people at this incredible event. FreedomFest.com to learn more. I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
My friend.
Hello.
You're live on the radio, buddy. How are you?
Well, fine. I understand you guys have got quite a series of events going on there that probably, maybe you've already explained them all to your listeners, but is there anything exciting I need to know about?
Yes, there is. There's a bunch of exciting things you should know about. Number one, we're telling the tale of liberty all across Freedom Fest. And we're live from the road. Everybody's on the road with us, even our normal studio. We built the studio, and we're on the road with our on-the-road studio even. And we're live from Freedom Fest. We're on battery power, and the world's just great. But there's a bunch of headlines I want to run by you and get your take, Dr. Bradley. Most of them have to do with vaccinations. We're gaining more and more knowledge about the abuse that we've taken and the experiences that we've had. We knew from the start, but more evidence comes to play. Here it is. 49 fully vaccinated New Jersey residents have now died from the COVID-19. So they're running around telling you if you're vaccinated, your world's all good and safe. The vaccine's safe, but they lie. That's headline number one. Headline number two, vaccine antibodies may start to fall 6 weeks after the second shot, says a new UK study. So now they're going to be pushing for a third jab. Who knows? Maybe a fourth jab. Maybe you'll just have to have a yearly jab. Who knows? But they're gearing up right now for that stage to be set. The next headline says America's frontline doctors filed a motion on July the 19th, so just a couple of days ago, seeking an immediate injunctive relief to stop the emergency use authorization for vaccines for three groups of Americans. That is, those who are under the age of 18, so all children or minors. Anybody who is already received or had COVID-19, I should say. And then anybody who, what do you call this? Anybody who has not had informed consent is kind of the idea.
Yeah, that's everybody. That's everybody.
It could be everybody, right? Because you got to debate now what that consent means. If you're not told the truth, do you have consent, right, is the point. Anyway, they say that they filed this emergency declaration in the Alabama courts. They say that these multiple renewals are illegal. Anyway, there's a complaint PDF about it and everything else. Also, a UK party conference, they call it a UK Conservative MPS, threatened a boycott party conference if vaccines are required. So people are now starting to even boycott places if vaccines are mandated. Rand Paul now intends to pursue criminal charges, a criminal referral against Fauci. So there's your kind of headlines in the vaccine world. Doctor, you want to respond to that?
Well, you know, the mainstream lame brain media, march goes on, the beat goes on, as the old song talks about. There is absolutely nothing whatsoever that would inform any Americans that are looking anywhere but that lame brain source about these kinds of problems. I mean, And every single thing that's happening in that lame brain media is a full speed ahead. In fact, expanding the operation, dropping it to children, young children. I mean, the foolishness of this, the warp speed approach to this thing is amazing. Everything that's out there has a full stop warning on it. But it's not coming out in the lame brain media. And when you look at that Fauci thing, for example, that's the last thing you mentioned. If you haven't seen that exchange between Rand and Fauci on the committee hearing, that is one of the most bizarre. Fauci is arguing over what the meaning of the word is. I mean, it's a throwback to the Bill Clinton days and the Monica Lewinsky stuff, when the lie through your teeth approach to things in a public setting under a camera, under oath, is all fully before the American people. The idea that Senator Paul was trying to get to was the idea of enhancing different viruses, and this being one, to kind of make them more deadly. And Fauci totally denied it, said Rand Paul was lying. The definition put out by the CDC is the exact definition of what they were doing. And I think that criminal charges should be pursued against Anthony Fauci. Of course, I think crimes against humanity should be pursued. But the fact of the matter is, you are not hearing any of these things unless you're listening with a hearing heart and mind to these other sources, such as yourself, on these kinds of things. And you bring a lot of the stories to the forefront. But there is nothing, about this that they would hear on the evening news. And I think that the effort is going to accelerate, not diminish, accelerate to facilitate more vaccinations. You look at what's happening with Macron in France. I don't know if you saw what he did. He has doubled down on
everything. This guy's a thug extraordinaire. He's out of control.
He's a globalist. He's I was going to say a Fauci, but there we go. Doubling down on that name. But he's Josef Mengels. I mean, these people are absolutely complicit on this effort against humanity. And so it's being heard at the highest levels. If you look at the Global Reset, for example, that the people out of Davos, the World Economic Forum, they are absolutely using this as an opportunity to completely reset all social, economic, all societal mores, everything with this, destroying private property, destroying our constitution, taking over as a government of the world. And I, oddly enough, I just went through their sponsors and partners on this, and I am utterly shocked that people from our local state, they're considered to be absolute partners in this thing. And that's why we're not getting anything but this narrative. It's not a narrative. I keep saying that. It's not a storyline. It is a script that is being fostered completely from the highest levels of this government to the highest levels of government around the nations of the world. And you bring out things that should be trumpeted from every rooftop, and yet nobody, unless you're kind of in this circle that listens to these things from alternative sources, nobody's hearing it. Absolutely none. And they're doubling down. The Delta variant is considered, oh my goodness, it's going to infect more people. They told us that from the very beginning with this other thing back in March. It's more virulent. It's more easily caught. It's more deadly. It's that story all over.
Yeah, but they're lying on that front because, yes, it might be more spreadable, but that means it's usually less deadly. The more a virus spreads, oftentimes it loses its mojo as it gains spreadability as well. And they're lying about that. Now they're literally saying on the news, oh, you might get the cocoa, but it will be mild. Well, that's kind of some truth a little bit. But they're mixing this all up, creating fear everywhere. And that's really rather criminality because the truth is not in them or not with them. I want you to respond also to this vaccine antibodies thing. They're saying that the antibodies might go away in like 6 weeks. And that's not a very good track record there, buddy. That's not very long.
Well, you know, who knows? I'm not a physician, and nobody knows, and I'll tell you why, because they haven't done any tests. There's no verification of anything on this. There is no science. It was slam-dunked without any of the normal stop gates, if you will, that tested all these things, and they're running it through at cyclonic speed. I mean, it's like a cyclone going through everything. And the fact of the matter is they're expanding it now into the children, and they're pressing for FDA approval, not just emergency use stuff. They're looking for full approval. And right now the track record is such that if the truth were known, well, back in 1976, when they had 56 deaths from the vaccine that Gerald Ford was pushing, they shut it down. They said, no, the risk far exceeds the reward on this thing.
And that's when they actually cared about life.
Well, I don't know if they really cared. I mean, we cared. We care now. But the fact of the matter is, when it started to become general knowledge that there were deaths occurring, I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with the neuromuscular problems and the heart problems and the pulmonary problems and the stroke problems and the blood problems and this fertility problems.
And it just doesn't end, does it?
It goes on and on and on and on and on.
Heard
that. And nobody in the lame brain media is reporting this. And the whores, dang it, I shouldn't have used that word. The harlots, I guess I should say, the scriptures use that. The harlots that are proposing this stuff as the talking heads across America, these perfectly coiffed individuals with their hairdos and their talking heads.
They need to be criminally prosecuted, I'll tell you that right now. Dr. Bradley, stay there. We got a guest coming up, but I want Dr. Bradley to interview this guest with me. We'll do it in seconds. Meanwhile, I don't know if you know this, but rock star Eric Clapton will not play forced vaccine venues. Good on Eric Clapton. Hang tight.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban say they do not want to control power, but they demand that there won't be peace in Afghanistan until there's a new government in Kabul and President Ghani is removed. General Mark Miley of the United States reported this week the Taliban have strategic momentum, and he did not rule out a complete Taliban takeover. The United States House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly on Thursday to authorize 8,000 additional special visas for Afghans who served the United States during the occupation of Afghanistan that has recently ended. All students and school staff in the cities of Atlanta, Georgia, and Chicago, Illinois will be required to wear masks upon return to the classroom this fall, regardless of vaccination status, state officials said Thursday. New York Jets assistant coach Greg Knapp has died after being struck by a car while riding a bicycle in California over the weekend. He was 58. Knapp played quarterback for 4 years at Sacramento State in California. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
During an open commission meeting Wednesday, the Federal Trade Commission voted unanimously to enforce laws around the right to repair, thereby ensuring U.S. consumers will be able to repair their own failed products. The Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act will prevent companies from restricting repair options for consumers. The National Football League has severe COVID consequences. Tim Berg reports.
The NFL has laid out its strongest incentives yet for players to get the vaccine. According to a memo shared by NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, the league has mandated that a game cannot be rescheduled due to a COVID-19 outbreak among unvaccinated players, and that a team will be forced to forfeit, resulting in a loss for playoff seeding. The memo also says the league intends to play all of its games within the scheduled 18-week period, and a 19th week will not be added to the schedule under any circumstances, an idea that was floated in 2020 amid numerous outbreaks.
USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Our next guest, Hara Tasher. Awakeandbold.com is the website. Awake and Bold, just like it sounds, awakeandbold.com. And it's a platform championing those coming together in collaborative action for social justice. Our goal is to tackle difficult issues and have tough conversations. We need to work together with a call to action is the idea, is the point. Okay, the goal is to merge social justice networking and business networking together at all the events. They want to have a mindset that, you know what? Together we're greater. There's power in numbers and collaboration is the point. We want to change how nonprofit events are accomplished and carried out. The call to action is where we join forces and make a big difference. And five, because of collaboration, business leaders can come alongside nonprofits and we can work together. Usually those groups don't spend a lot of time together. It's kind of like the religious community and the secular community. They might be, good riddance, but they don't spend much time together. And that they want to change. I get it. That's great. Welcome to the broadcast, ma'am.
Thank you.
Is that summary fair?
It's good. Pretty good.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell me what I'm missing.
No, I think you covered all the bases. I mean, let's get into it.
All right. So it's really about child trafficking, sex trafficking, and the abuse people experience around the world, right?
Yeah. Well, you, when you started out, you talked about what we say on our website, that we champion social justice issues. And that's true, but when we really looked at it, we thought about all the different things that are out there, and we realized that the child trafficking thing is the foremost thing that we should be paying attention to. So that is our platform. We will talk about other things down the road, but right now we're talking about what's going on with the kids.
It's vital what's going on. It is a huge problem, bigger than anybody could possibly imagine. And it's not a new problem. It's a problem that's been around forever, right?
Right. And the thing is, it's been around forever. So here's a couple thoughts on that. It's like when I was growing up, I would see the milk cartons with the kids, the missing kids on it. And I never thought like, oh my God, there's something terrible going on here. I just thought, oh, shame for that. And I just went shopping with my mother. And I'm just saying, like, I mean, I'm just saying that that's how people live their lives. They live their lives, and we've lived in a very incubated world.
Yeah, we're sheltered, no doubt
about it. Sheltered. We didn't know what was going on. So, yeah. So it's a, you know, it's a dicey sword, because I think there's a, this is an opportunity for people to actually know how bad it is. It's going on everywhere.
And that's why it's awakenbold.com, because it's first get awake, understand what kind of a problem this is, and then bold is the part where we start to take action and do something about it, right?
Yeah, you just can't sit by and be a casual observer anymore, because the world is in a really, really bad situation. And there's so many things that I've learned about what's happening with the kids that I'm sure most of America doesn't have a clue about. So we want to wake people up and let them know. And it's a tough conversation.
There you have it. Now, you see me in front of you, but there's another person on the radio as well. His name is Dr. Scott Bradley. Doctor, we're talking about literal sex trafficking, human trafficking, really slavery, et cetera, around the world. And the abuse has got to be exposed and stopped. Do you want to chime in here, sir?
Well, sure. I mean, it's a horrifically difficult topic, and it's one that must be basically addressed, because even in my own little community, which when I first moved into the little community, it was a little farming town, basically. And an individual that has been a school counselor and employee of the school district for many years, just this week was arrested with thousands of child pornographic images on his technology. And so this comes even to the very heart of America. Right. But I'll ask your guest for just a moment, Sam. See, my age category, I remember back to the Ted Bundys of the world. And Ted Bundy was a mass murderer that stalked young women and murdered them. And we even had one of our friend's family's daughter was killed by him. But one of the interviews he did one time just prior to his execution, he likened it or hearkened back to pornography. And I'm wondering if you guys have got something you could talk about that, to say this problem that seems to be a cancer that's destroying America from the inside out, and maybe the linkages between that and this problem with child molestations and abuse and everything like that. Is there anything that you could maybe enlighten us on about that?
So I think, for me, the root cause of where we're at right now is pornography. So that's it. I mean, people start watching pornography, and then after a while it's not enough. And so you have to go to the next level, and then the next level. And so that's really how that's like the root cause of all this. It's just a continual, satisfaction that needs another level to go to. I don't know if that answers
it's escalation.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's
yeah.
an escalation process, and
right.
the process, it never has a happy ending, because right. it becomes more violent, more vile, more debased, and it is something that I really do fear the very core of America is being cut out, because everything virtuous, lovely, of good report, and praiseworthy that we might have found the goodness of America in is at risk here on this thing.
And it's like a freight train, Dr. Bradley, too, though. These addictions start to just get a rolling, and once it gets a rolling, you know what? It crushes everything in its wake to the point where it's just devastating everywhere, and it's almost unstoppable once it gets a rolling.
Well, the thing is also that, you know, it used to be like, okay, so people watch pornography. Then they went to the next level, and the next level. Then they started having sex with, let's say, teenagers. Now, the age of what they're abusing men, boys and girls, it starts at 4 years old. they're abusing children that are 4 years old, and that's where you see, like, I mean, it's so vile now, so vile.
You know, it's interesting.
Doctor, go ahead.
Sam, just a second. There's this Alfred Kinsey studies that were complete, absolute, unequivocal, diabolical. I don't know how many more phraseologies I can say on this thing.
Yeah.
But honestly, they were a fabrication of a perverse pedophile and his cohorts at a university level, done at under the guise of academic studies, you know. And that came into America at a time when I was young and became kind of the gold standard, if you will, of sexuality. And it was based upon perversion that actually literally has grown through America. You get guys like Hugh Hefner and I can't remember the guy's name that did the Hustler magazine and everything, but it has been, it started off with a very kind of a soft lens, if you will,
and right.
Literally so.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that America has been kind of caught in this web and this net for the last 70 plus years, and now it's time to do something. Do you guys have something that, I mean, here's the problem I've got in my mind. I see a lot of these groups that come in and they claim that they're trying to save the children.
Right.
Well, they take them out of the clutches of some bad guy. Bringing those kids back into society, I mean, and saving them, I mean, this is a long-term, hardcore,
right.
This is something that's got to be addressed.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I would say that, look, you know, this is a huge problem. I mean, this is a crisis. And there's not one solution. There have many, many, many people that are coming up with some kind of solution to this. So we have one of the people that's going to be at our, one of the foundations that will be at our August event. They are doing, they're going to old hotels and schools and getting the funding to turn them into housing. There they will have rehabilitation for these people. So it's not like, you know, get these kids off the street and send them back to someplace else where they're going to be back on the street again, or
exactly.
That they don't have the mindset to be able to stay off the street. So there's a whole rehabilitation thing that has to happen, and that's not an easy thing, and that's not one foundation that's going to be able to do it, because there's so many levels of why people get trafficked.
And it's an expensive proposition to do that long-term care and love and support that they need, right?
Right, for sure.
Do you have any statistics in regards to, I mean, I don't know if you say how many children are molested every year. I don't know if it's how many are actually in child slavery. I don't know if it's how many you save every. I mean, there's put some metrics to this thing that
I mean,
we can say.
I don't know that.
Holy
I don't.
Cow.
I don't know that. I'll tell you this. I'll tell you something that should shock everybody that's listening. And go to DuckDuckGo, not Google, to see where you can find your information. But there have been 1 billion children gone missing worldwide. Somebody was telling me yesterday that in the United States alone, I think last year, 800,000 kids have gone missing.
Let me just kind of segue into this. Sam, I'm sorry to be
and that's
such
a revolving
door.
That's
this,
a revolving door, by the way, that continues, though. You're just talking about one start and end date of time. This is going on over and over and over, too. Let's be clear about that. When we come back, Dr. Bradley, you can finish on this comment. You're going a great direction. I love it. We'll keep it up. I wanted to talk about part of the problem with this is the politicians in the rich class, whatever you want to call it, the elites of the world, they seem to expose this from time to time for political purposes, but what they really do is bury it and carry it. They bury it underground so we don't know about it, but they carry it on generationally. We'll talk about that, too, coming up with Dr. Bradley on your radio.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission, morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the website, awakenbolt.com. Our guest live from Freedom Fest, Hara Tasher, with us. Dr. Bradley's in the house as well on your radio. We're talking about sex trafficking and abuse. It's going on everywhere. It's escalating everywhere. It's out of control and needs to stop. Doctor, continue.
Well, Cara, I this is so disturbing in so many ways, but when we were all distracted with this fake narrative that's been going on for a year and a half, UNICEF, this UN Children's Fund group, came out with a program that's absolutely, in my opinion, off the rails and in the weeds and everything else like that. It's saying there's no conclusive evidence that children exposed to pornography are harmed. They say that they've got a program where there's age-appropriate pornography for children. They're using it in reproductive educational processes. This thing is, what we're talking about is addicting children to crack cocaine at a younger and younger age. And you know where this crack cocaine thing has had a happily ever after ending, or, you know, any of these opioid drugs or whatever. We are finding ourselves pulled into a vortex of destruction. And I'm wondering, have you guys looked at what this international organization is doing and how they're using pornography for age-appropriate reproductive services for children? It's like, holy
cow. Yeah, what it really is satanic grooming, but we'll let her continue. What do you say?
I think satanic grooming is really what it's about. But I think it's more than that. I think there's not just one group. I think there's so much misinformation. And look, you know, the bad guys are controlling this whole thing. So there's so many different lanes how this comes to kids. I mean, it's not only that, it's just in our world. I mean, they're trying to make a pedophilia a class of sexual orientation. So, I mean, when you see the people that are in control of how this is all coming out to the public, and they, you know, they listen to the media and they are so brainwashed by that, I mean, it's kind of like slips underneath the radar.
You know, Kara, there's for many decades now, there's been the North American Man-Boy Love Association,
right.
NAMBLA,
yeah.
Has been trying to reduce the age of consent
right.
to, I don't know where they're at now, 6 or 8 or something
right.
like that. But the fact of the matter is, it truly is, this pedophilia thing is being mainstream
right.
and put out as common and normal. It might be common, but it's something that's, you know, the ugly underbelly of the beast, you know. But these people that are bringing this forward, bring it forward a slice at a time. It's kind of like the way Gramsci brought forth communism. He
exactly.
wanted a little slice at a time until finally, oh, we got full-blown communism.
But that's how they do it.
That's kind of where America is.
That's how they
yeah.
do it. I mean, look, I mean, this is not one group. This is a well-oiled machine that is going on so many levels. Oh my God. I mean, we could spend hours talking about all those that are feeding into this horrible, horrible crisis. So, yeah.
And I want to mention that it's the politicians and the elite classes of the world, the people with big money that are behind this. And whenever something kind of comes up, for example, the Me Too movement, you know, they busted out and spoke out about it for about, you know, a couple weeks, couple months, whatever. And now I don't hear anything about Me Too, which is very strange. But yet certain people have been prosecuted to make kind of examples out of them. But for the most part,
right.
all they do whenever this comes up is bury it underground again, let it go. Hey, we got to the bottom, got rid of a bad guy here or there to make you feel like it's being addressed. But what they really do is they bury it, but they carry it on. They bury it and carry it. They carry it forward generationally. And it's exploding and getting bigger. And surprisingly enough, Some of the biggest politicians, some of the biggest professional celebrities and everything else, they're the ones that are at the helm of it, right?
I mean, if you want to talk about the levels of what's happening with child trafficking and what's happening once they get the children and what they do with the children, that's a whole other show. I mean, that's a horror show in itself. I mean, the Hollywood people, what they're doing with the kids. I mean, that's a sad story to get into.
Well, and there's a lot of signs that your teen or your young one is being groomed by sex traffickers. There's things that we can learn to watch out for, right?
Well, definitely. Like, we have our August 12th. Well, so we have an event coming up on August 12th in Asheville, but we're going to go state to state until every...
And that's Asheville, South Carolina?
North Carolina.
Or North Carolina. I'm sorry. Yeah. Asheville, North Carolina. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so we have Basil Baz. He is from ARC, which is the Association for the Rescue of Children. We have the Vets for Child Rescue. And they have classes. They have certifications where they teach people what to look for, how to look. And it's not a simple thing. This whole child... First of all, child trafficking is a $68 billion industry. It's more than the drug industry. You got people that are... I mean... You know, so you have to really be knowing that these guys, when they come to get your kid, there's a bunch of them that are part of this sting operation. And so it's very diabolical. And it really needs to be looked at from the level of how they kind of infiltrate playgrounds or schools or things like that. So
it's important to understand some of the warning signs. You know, number one are gifts, new clothes, things like that. Number two, a bunch of new friends. It's great to have new friends, but if all of a sudden they're spending a lot of time with new people that you don't know instantly,
right,
hey, that's a concern. It's also a big concern, unexpected absences. Normally you kind of worry where somebody is, but it's like, oh, no, they're with their new buddies. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Beware.
Beware.
Change in behavior. You know what? They have a change in behavior. If you notice that people have become withdrawn, angry, stressed, changes in sleeping and eating patterns, etc. You got to kind of be aware of that kind of stuff. You got to be careful, not just chalk it up to teenage hormones. You got to kind of dig in. One of the best ways is to know where your children are at all times.
But there's also parents that sell their children. I mean, this is a big business. It runs the gamut of the, you know, this. It's like I said, the drug industry is second to the child trafficking. Little babies go for $300,000. So you see people giving up their kids. I mean, go to DuckDuckGo and check it out, because you're not going to find this information on Google, but there's a lot of it. And that's really the whole thing is, for us, it's really important to educate people that this is going on, and to the level that it's going on, just being at the Freedom Fest and talking to people. There's some people that resonate with this 100% and come and they want to chime in, and they have their stories. But there are other people that look at you and they say, oh, that's not possible. How could that go on here in America? And that's a sad, sad story. We're at the Freedom Fest thinking that people are awake on all this. But if that's any idea of how the America is, we got a lot of work to do.
Yes, we do. So give me an idea of what you guys are actually doing day to day, how people can help.
Yeah, so I was mentioning ARC, which is the Association for the Retired, not for the Rescue of Children. And, like, they do some very dangerous missions. Go check them out. So what we were looking for them, they need airplanes. They need, housing. They need vehicles to pick up the kids and get them going. That's really what it's about. Speaking on the air and getting people just to learn about what's going on is really a major portion of what we do, is just educating people. Because once people know, once people see, when you see something, you can't unsee it. And if you can't unsee it, then there's a moment where you have an opportunity to do something about it. So we're just rallying people together so that they can see pieces of what's going on. It's a difficult subject. Nobody wants to see some of the pictures and some of the things, some of these guys that are pulling these kids out of the domes. I mean, nobody really wants to see it, but on some level we have to be able to expose people that it's going on everywhere. I live in Asheville, North Carolina, and a friend of mine was at a restaurant, a very well-known restaurant downtown, and it was during the COVID where you couldn't go in, so they're waiting outside, and they happened to look up, and they saw a satanic symbol on the facade of the restaurant, and did a lot of research on it, and that's what people need to do. They need to be paying attention, do research, and found out that restaurant was the beginning of the underground tunnels that went from there to the Vance Monument all the way up to the Biltmore Estate. And, like, You know, I mean, so I'm just saying, like, we live in a town, we think it's all good, and but it's going on right where we are, right where we are, and it's going on probably, and people, like, maybe in the house next to you or on your lane, maybe have some aspect of this trafficking going on your block, in your city, in America.
Hera, it's a serious problem indeed. Dr. Bradley, what do you... Hera, it's a serious problem indeed. There's no doubt about it. Dr. Bradley, what do you think? It starts with awareness. She's right about that. But at some point, you got to go beyond awareness and take action. Dr. Bradley and then Hera.
Well, obviously, and there's so much more that could obviously be said, but I'm worried, too, about the institutionalization of many of these things. I mean, it's not just a back alley kind of thing where, you know, in some slum there this is going on. This thing I brought up earlier about these people, they find places to become embedded where they have access to children, and they're in schools, and they're in clubs. And it's one of those things where the awareness needs to be something that parents and loved ones, grandparents, certainly, all should be looking for this kind of stuff constantly, because to say, oh, yeah, they're at school, it's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like this guy that just got arrested in our little community. That had right. this stuff. So right. institutionalization of this stuff is going on. It isn't just in Colombia. America right. has a major issue, okay?
Right. It's worldwide.
So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I mean, I would just say about the action, you're talking about that. Look, Awake and Bold is, we're a platform, we bring people together. We're talking about, like, this nonprofit is raising money for this aspect, and this one's for that. We're bringing everybody together because this is a serious issue, and people will pay attention once we... you know, we come together like that. But the action is for us to bring the education to people and bring them together with people that have their solution, their piece of the puzzle, and let people see what resonates with them, because we're putting on events so that people can be exposed to that. We're presenting them with people who have solutions, and if people, you know what I mean, this is a time when people have to take action. And we have to motivate people to know that this is the moment in time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to push for awareness on human trafficking.
Amen.
And then to take action to prevent and stop it. I say stop it once it's happening, prevent it from ever happening in the first place, and knowing that pornography is the gateway drug.
There you go.
And then knowing that it happens everywhere you may be. You think it's not in your little town, you're wrong. You think it's not in your church, you're wrong. You think it's not in your school, you're wrong. And I don't mean to be offensive with those statements. I want to be real about those statements and let you know that, you know what, you might think that in your naivete. You might think that, and I pray that you're right. But I'm telling you from experience and learning about this subject and talking about it with many, many people, you're wrong. And you got to look for it everywhere. And as you start to see the signs, as you start to become aware, as you start to take action, then you can start to root it out. That's where it all starts.
Amen.
Hera, any final word to you?
You know, like just when you're talking, like I know so many people who have been molested by their pastors. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We could go on and on. And I mean, it's just what you just said is the icing on the cake. What you just said, you got to know about it. You got to believe. You got to know. We're in a time in this world where it's stand up. Stand up for what you believe. I mean, people may go for some political corruption. They may think, oh, that's okay. Oh, they're laundering money. But when it comes to children, people have to stop and say, this is our future. Are you kidding me? This is the moment in time where we all wake up and say, no more. Not in our house.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sons and daughters of God are in the crosshairs by satanic forces. It's up to you and I to be their caregivers, to be their watchmen in the tower, if you will, men and women, to say, hey, we're not going to tolerate this stuff. We're going to educate ourselves. It's a hard conversation. There's no doubt about it. But ladies and gentlemen, we got to push for awareness and action on these critical topics. This trafficking of any kind, whether it be sexual or human or slaves or physical, or it's all got to stop. And it starts with you and I. Thank you so much, ma'am. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Dr. Bradley, you got 10 seconds.
I don't know. We're in a hinge point in America, and we've got to return to the foundation, and that's God Almighty, and have him at the center of our lives.
For Hera, Dr. Scott Bradley, and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America. Go to lovingliberty.net and find out how to have dinner with us tonight, will you? Hey, thanks.